I'm the man. Save the Empire.
I'm just rolling on you being a nerd right now.
Listen, we're at a comic show, and I'm with my people talking about things that happened, 15 years ago.
These are absolutely your people. And if ever there was a place for you, it is this Best Western right now.
I wish I had more money. I wish I hadn't lost my job,
because
I'd be able to buy some of these things. But then again, if I'd lost my job, I might not have shown up here, because we're podcasting live for the Empire.
Well, yeah, you're...
So the universe works in mysterious ways.
You're trying to sell the Blueberry, your supercar.
Her name is Megan.
So you're trying to sell Megan. Do you think you can maybe find somebody that would be willing to trade the Blueberry for like this table full of Star Wars toys?
I can't do that.
You sure?
I need the money. Absolutely need the money.
Because this is everything that you love encapsulated in one place. There's boxes of CDs out there.
DVDs.
There's DVDs. There's boxes of comic books, long boxes, and then a table full
of
Star Wars
junk. 8-foot tables?
Yeah.
Full of just single figures in box, ready to roll at any price that I'm looking for.
Now, I was looking at these, and I don't know much beyond what I had when I was a kid. What's the difference between what's on this table and like the Star Wars toys that I had when I was a kid? Like, what are all these series, and what do they mean?
Well, first of all, the big difference is the molding. The creation of the toys is completely different. They look more accurate to the movies. Their costumes, their faces, their weapons. Second of all, there's more articulation. So you got molding, articulation, packaging is completely different. This is light years ahead of what you collected that was made from Kenner back in the late 70s, early 80s. These are awesome. Take a look at them. And there's characters you've never seen before
Robots are really, really cool.
You never knew half of these
existed.
Robots are
way cooler than they were when I was a kid.
I was flipping through something. Oh, no, I was in the toy store. Oh, see, there's
like,
Princess Leia's Boosh. And this is early on. This isn't even the pinnacle of the stuff they're making right now.
Like, this is 96.
Yeah, that looks terrible compared to what they're making now. But there was a character from Bespin. If you've seen The Empire Strikes Back, there's this guy running in the background, black guy. He's hard to miss. It's just him and Lando running with some sort of canister.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made him into a figure. He had nothing to do with the movie. He's just a background character. But he has his own figure with his own backstory. Apparently, that canister he was carrying was some sort of important piece of Cloud City, and he was saving everyone.
Now, can I go to a show like this and find those original 77 characters in packages, or are they like behind glass?
They're a lot more rare. Yeah, they're not going to be sitting out on a table. Most of them are loose, and if you find one in a box, you're paying through the nose for it. Because back then, they didn't have the run that they do with these. They're making tons of these.
Sure.
Whereas back then, they didn't know that they were going to be that popular.
They couldn't make them fast enough, did they?
No. There was the early bird. They sold an empty box. I think it was JCPenney that sold an empty box saying, "We will eventually give you toys." And they sold out. It's madness. If you have the early bird box, that empty box that says you will get toys mm-hmm. is worth money.
I had the Emperor that you mailed in for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With his little cane?
Yeah, the cane with the cane.
I mean, I mailed away for everything. I can remember waiting for the mailman to come, for Cobra Commander,
mm-hmm.
for the Emperor, mm-hmm. Even as I got older in 95, 96, for Obi-Wan Kenobi as a Jedi ghost.
I remember that.
I'm sad. It's I've kissed girls, I swear.
So this is we're at the wonderful Woburn Warehouse show. This is the first one of a series of them that are going to be here at the Best Western in Woburn. So there's February, March, April, May, June, July. If you go to larryscomics.net, the schedule's all up there. And I guess this is kind of where it starts. So there's not nearly as much here as there will be in March, April, May, June.
Listen, it's early on, and it's apparently it's a Saturday and it's early, so people are sleeping in, but people are rolling in here. As it gets later, I can see more people than when I got here, and there's a lot going on. I already purchased 4 comics here, 3 Transformers and 1 Punisher, and no, the Punisher is not for my roommate. He can suck it. He has a job.
Yeah, he can get out of the house and come over here himself. Speaking of collecting stuff, super blogger Cameron Fry had posted that a lot of the... they're game-worn jerseys that are on auction.nhl.com from the Winter Classic. And there's also the the Legends game that they played, you know, the day after.
The college game?
No, the celebrities.
No, I know that, but yeah. Did they put the college ones up too?
I haven't seen the college ones yet, because I'm still working through this list of just the Winter Classic and the Legends game.
Is Andy up there?
Well, I'm going through, and there's Tim Robbins, there's Dennis Leary, there's Kiefer Sutherland, and it's actually number 24, it's a Jack Bauer jersey.
Oh, nice.
Which is really kind of great. the Tim Robbins jersey is going for like $275. The Kiefer Sutherland Jack Bauer 24 jersey is going for $700. You want to take a stab in the dark as to whose jersey is garnering the most money right now?
Who's the fat guy that hangs with Dennis Leary? Why can't I think of his name right now?
Clark?
Lenny Clark.
That stupid fur coat that he wore like a jackass at that game? Douchebag. The most money out of all of these, Tim Thomas. Twice as much as the Jack Bauer jersey. It's going for like $1,500.
Really?
Game-worn Winter Classic jersey.
I mean, I guess he had a great game aside from that goal he let up out of frustration and anger.
Which was totally worth it, by the way.
Only because they won. I was talking to Andy about it when we went out the other night, and he's like, yeah, we were able to give him shit because we won.
Yeah.
Had we not won, nobody would have talked to him.
Going back and watching that game again and just watching him just put his stick in the back of that guy's head, totally worth it.
Well worth it.
Totally worth it. So, collectors play, I mean, $1,500 for a jersey.
Have you been keeping up with Twitter, by the way? Did you see mine from last night? This is something I wanted to talk about, where I said I was watching Pump Up the Volume.
No.
So the lady hasn't seen a lot of movies from the 80s.
Okay.
I'm getting
somebody
her through,
else like them.
I'm getting her through the... sounds like a good radio bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got her through some John Cusack movies. She finally saw Say Anything.
Good.
I got to work on The Breakfast Club and all that. But last night, for whatever reason, Pump Up the Volume, early 90s, not 80s, but whatever. You get the point. Seemed like a good idea, especially with what was happening with us.
Right.
Christian Slater, you know, has a pirate radio station after he moves to the Midwest or the, you know, wherever. I forget, Arizona. He moves to Arizona from the East Coast. They don't say where, but you know he was in a big town.
Yeah.
And his dad got a new job, so he's sad. So they got him this short-range transmitter to talk to his friends back east, which didn't work. But he started a radio show, his Happy Harry Hard On, because he goes to Hubert Humphrey High or something like that. And, I've always enjoyed the movie. I've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I got misty like a big baby watching it last night.
Really?
I didn't really... I'm like, why am I upset about this? Like when the gay kid calls or the suicidal kid calls or anything. Like when people are reacting to what he's doing, I'm like, why is this upsetting me? And then it's I'm getting up and blowing my nose and pretending I'm allergic to the cat so the girl doesn't think I'm a giant pussy.
You gotta play that sensitivity card.
It worked in the end. Like she appreciated it. But still, I couldn't figure it out until like the very end of the movie in that just the fact that he was doing... I guess it didn't dawn on me how much I really loved what we did.
Right.
And what we do now, but, you know, it was on such a large scale. The interaction with people every day. Like, we don't have live phone calls right now. We have live people around us who are listeners, which is great. But, you know, it kind of dawned on me that
It was the interaction that you loved.
Yeah, and that I absolutely loved what I did. Not because of the shows and the free CDs and all that, but talking to people, getting their stories, and I guess that kind of makes sense to as to why I spent so much time in restaurants, because, you know, you had that daily interaction with people where you would learn things and talk to them and just exchange ideas.
When you attended bar at the Outback, it was all just about talking to the drunks.
Yeah, I need cheese fries. But yeah, and it didn't dawn on me until I watched this stupid movie, which I almost had an emotional breakdown, and I felt like a giant sissy during it, but made it through like a man, and then I did some weights and some push-ups and stuff.
Well, here's
and pushed the lady, now told her to get in line.
Well, now I don't want you to watch Broken Arrow and get all misty for the rogue nuke that you wish you had.
It wasn't Christian Slater that did it. It was just the story and the fact that, you know, he had a message and
Well, look,
whatever.
A dozen years ago when I was awesome, I had a pirate radio station that broadcast out of Beacon Hill, Boston, that I basically bolted an antenna to the roof of the apartment building that I lived in.
Did you tell the landlord about that?
And broadcast illegally. And actually, this guy like wandered in from Somerville one day, and he was like, yeah, I've been trying to track you down. Is this where the pirate radio station is? And I'm standing at the door like, it's just a setup. Like, are you the feds? but that can be very easily done. I can get us a pirate radio station on the air tomorrow. tomorrow.
I'm not saying I want to get arrested, Charlie, because that's what happens at the end of the movie. And then he's like, talk hard!
There's been a pirate radio station working out of like Roxbury or somewhere for like 5 years. Nobody can get anything done about it.
And they sell advertising.
Yes! They run it like a legitimate radio station.
Except they're not legitimate.
No.
And isn't there one that was bleeding over on our former station in areas?
Yeah.
That we couldn't do anything about?
Which
FCC's a joke. You know what? F it. We should put up a transmitter.
We absolutely should. Maybe we can do it from the girl's place. How high up Beacon Hill is she?
She's pretty high.
Yeah?
I bet we could put it on top of that roof deck, and I bet we could overtake 101.7 there. That's all I'm saying. That signal seems weak right there.
So I'll scroll through eBay right now and see what I can track down. Unfortunately, when you put an FM transmitter, it's all things for your iPod and your car, but
boo.
They're definitely on here, and that can definitely be done. So
I can live out my childhood fantasies of being Christian Slater, but I don't have his abs. Did you see him in that movie? He was like shredded, except and he had a little tuft of hair on his chest. I want his hair though on his head.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bring that back. That weird part shell thing that he had on.
He was cool in that. He was cool in Heathers. I mean, that was like his heyday.
Oh, that started a whole discussion on my Facebook and Twitter when I talked about it that last night. They're talking about all the great movies he was in from back then, and I mean, Heathers is a classic as well.
And now he's on some awful television show.
Brother's got to pay the bills.
So Larry's comics.
Oh yeah, Gleaming the Cube was one of the comments.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's your boy right there. So larryscomics.net is where you'll find information on the wonderful Woburn Warehouse show. This is the very first one, and they're running all through the year, basically. There's one every month, February, March, April, the 20th, 20th, 24th. So check out larryscomics.net for more information. They're all here at the Best Western in Woburn, where we are right now. So we haven't played anything from Them Crooked Vultures yet.
Oh, okay. All right, you can play that now, and then I am going to find a song off of the Pump Up the Volume soundtrack to play.
Oh, you
later.
Absolutely should. Yeah, get on elbows or whatever and track that down. But I'm stunned that we haven't played anything from Them Crooked Vultures, because undoubtedly one of, if not the best concert of 2009. Ned and I were both there, and it was amazing. So
super tight pants.
I'm going to keep looking for. Except for John Paul Jones.
No, I meant mine because I was so excited by the show. It was awesome.
John Paul Jones was dressed like a tiny lumberjack. It was a very odd outfit that he had on. But I'm going to keep scrolling through eBay here, trying to find us an FM transmitter, and we'll make this legit illegitimately.
You are me.
Well, I wanted to tell you after playing Scumbag Blues there that we can get an FM 5-watt FM transmitter with the antenna included for $64 on eBay.
Well, get after it. Use your buy it now powers.
If you want to pull it down, but well, you need money to buy it and buy it now. There's one for $65, 5-watt, no, $135, 5-watt. That seems a little steep.
Let's get a big. Can we go bigger? Can we get like a 10-watt?
$63.
20 watts? 40 watts.
10 watts will run you about $500.
Why the big jump?
Well, it's double the power, man.
But it should be double the price then.
You would think. You can't really buy much beyond that on the eBay because then you're like, you know, treading into illegal territory.
Well, listen, if those people can, you know, broadcast illegally, you got to wonder how big their transmitter is, right?
Boost your low-power FM transmitter up to 100 watts, $500.
I can do
100
that.
100-watt FM stereo transmitter, extremely small size, $970.
I don't think I have a MasterCard anymore, so let's go see if I can... MasterCard.com?
You don't want to trade in the Blueberry for...
I'm selling...
For
First of all, it's not a Blueberry. It's a Subaru WRX. Her name is Megan, and you show her some respect.
What were the other one's names? What was the yellow one's name?
The yellow one was Sadie.
Uh-huh.
And that was a wagon, and the wagon was Jenny.
Mm.
So when Sadie, Jenny, Megan...
And these are all names. I know Sadie's Alkaline Trio song.
Alkaline Trio song. Jenny came from the Jimmy Eat World song Jen,
mm-hmm.
Which is not released. It was supposed to be on Futures. And then Megan comes from a Smoking Pope song, which was also covered by Bayside with Josh from Smoking Pope's on it. So it was a combination of the two bands.
Whoa.
Yeah. I name every car after a girl.
You are a super, super nerd.
There was Nicole in there, of course, an Ash song.
What was Nicole? Was that the Honda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was a
Natalie. The dogtail boy plate.
Yes. Digital boy. DGTLBOY. It's a Bad Religion reference.
My friend Mark is like the spot blower upper, and he ruined your car by saying, why does your license plate say dogtail boy?
It's not my fault he doesn't know good punk rock.
And then he blew up Keith's dream when he got that brand new car, that RAV4. And he was so excited about it, and he showed up to the radio station with it and gets out. No, look, my new car. And Mark walks out, takes one look at it, goes, fat chick car. He turns around and walks away.
I mean, he
just
wasn't
crushed,
wrong.
Crushed his dream.
Apparently, I'm not the only one who's being hit by the economy. Adam commented on my post, Sad Dogs and Used Cars, that I put up on the Tumblr site.
Mm-hmm.
I have been contemplating selling my action figures. Tis a sad day for this nerd.
Why would you do such
I haven't thing? Done that yet. Mine are all in storage somewhere. Well, except for the ones that are on shelves in my bedroom.
Yeah, somewhere. I know exactly where they are. They're in your old roommate's garage still from 3 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like I got to have a yard sale because I'm never going to have a space for them.
Not at this rate.
The lady's not going to let me have a room. I've determined that. It's either going to be a theater room or a Star Wars room, and it can't be both.
Yeah, have you determined if and or when you move in with Hot Stock? Where all your junk's gonna go? Like, are you gonna have to get rid of it? Are you gonna have to store it? Like, do you have a plan there?
Well, I've unloaded a bunch of it, trying to cram my office into my bedroom mm-hmm. after all this went down. So I've unloaded a bunch of stuff, and no, I just want one room. That's all I ask is one room. I gotta have a room for the nerddom. Mm-hmm. It can be the theater, and I can have some display stuff, but I gotta have just one room. You know, the kitchen, living room, all of that. You know,
you won't get
have.
The kitchen. You definitely
no,
won't get the living.
She
room.
Can have the bedroom and the bathrooms and all. I would need one room.
You need a room where people don't go.
Yes, it can be in the basement, and I will refinish it and I will make it awesome. But she will not be allowed in there unless I say so.
Basement.
Yeah, absolutely.
This implies that you're moving into a house.
Oh well, she has plans. I'm not paying for that. She's been saving for years. Me, not so much. I've planned for no future here. How about you? How are you getting by? You got two kids and a wife, so it can't be easy.
I mean, you know, it's fine. We got that severance thing going, which is nice. But I mean, I went to North Conway, New Hampshire yesterday. To visit BJD.
Really?
Yes.
Why? See how he's feeling?
Just for funsies.
How's he doing?
And it was, he's fine.
Good.
He doesn't live as quite in the woods of New Hampshire as I thought he did, but boy, that house. So you pull up, and it's a very unassuming ranch.
Stonewall, wrought iron gate.
Nope. Just very unassuming ranch house in
Sniper
a neighborhood
nest.
With a, yeah, exactly, you know, laser fence. And you walk in, and the first thing is cats. I mean, cats everywhere. Six of them. There's six.
Aren't they breeding abbeys?
There are five breeding abbeys and then one tabby that he got around the same time. And it's kitties, like all up on you.
I thought you liked cats.
Oh, I like cats. It's fine. But when there's six of them all at once, it's a little much.
They start nibbling and you're like, I'm going to die.
So, yeah. So, cat, like up on my back walking around. And then motorcycles everywhere. There were seven motorcycles in his garage.
Did you get to the guns?
Seven. I'm not there yet.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Settle down.
So, six cats, seven motorcycles.
Six cats, seven motorcycles.
Eight Iggy Selang.
There's the BMW convertible, which is parked and covered up for the winter because it's really only a summer car. and then you go inside, and there's a whole like countertop of just computers, like Macs. He's a Mac junkie, which
really?
I had no idea.
I had no idea either. I didn't know he's a computer nerd.
Well, this is my one for listening to music. And this is the one I get on the internet. You know, he's still talking like an old man, but he's got his...
Did you tell him that they're capable of doing all of those things, some of them at once? You only need one computer?
He's got designated machines. And then we go down, there's another one in the basement. And then he's got the man room, as he called it. I'm like, you're the only one that lives here. You're a man. Like, the whole house is the man room. He's redoing the whole place, tearing off wallpaper, painting walls and everything. So then there's computers. Computers everywhere. Computers. And then we go into the basement. And, of course, everywhere you go, herd of cats.
Oh, they just follow you around?
Down the steps, like over your shoulders, like everywhere. And then you get down to the basement, and that's where the guns are. Guns. I mean, on the table.
Just laying around like a remote control?
Just spread out. Yeah, it's exactly what it is, because that's the man room downstairs where the big TV is. And so big TV, coffee table, couch, remote controls for the DVD player and the TV, and guns. And they're all in various stages of disassembly because he's cleaning them. That's where he sits in the basement. He watches TV and he cleans his guns. Like that's what he does.
I feel like he should only be cleaning his guns. I don't think he should be distracted by watching TV while
doing
that.
So I've got some guns over here and literally a wall rack that went floor to ceiling. Gun, rifles. And this one told me about every single one of them. This one is a Chinese reproduction of a World War I Trent shotgun. So there's. Wall of guns there.
He's like, I pulled this one off of Kraut in World War II.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then there is a locked like gun case. He's like, I got some more in here. Opens up, rifles. Like, just guns in there. And then he's like, I got some more in here. And you walk into this kind of room off the room, and that's like his workshop area that's in the basement. There is a cabinet, like a trunk down here, and then the work table, where there are more of them.
If you had to make an educated guess as to how many guns he owns, what
50 plus.
Really?
Easily. So he's been collecting them since the 60s.
And are they all serviceable? Do they all work, or are some of them just collector items?
Some of them are collector because there's some that are like never been fired.
Right.
But black powder, these things are, the pistols are massive. I mean, they're this big.
Well, you saw what he brought to the range when he took us shooting.
Yeah, so he brought, he has some of the little ones, like little 22s and whatever. But I mean, some of them, they're 50 caliber pistols.
Was Jimmy with you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, back up. 50 caliber?
Uh-huh. Now, 50 caliber black powder pistols.
I have held a 50 caliber, not just shell casing, but bullet in the shell. They're massive.
Put that into a pistol that is this big.
And the bullet alone weighs a ton and is huge. He has a pistol that fires.
And these are black powders. So you have to make your own. You have to make your own charges. So he's got like a separate box that's got like the powder like flask in it, and then the little thing where you press the ball into, and then you got to put it, and then you put the cap on. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Now, was Big Jim with you?
Yeah.
And what does he have to say? He had to be commenting the whole time.
That's his dad. Like, there's more cats. I mean, he just kind of sat back.
Opens a closet, a cat pops out. I was looking for that one.
His dad pulls out, here's another gun. His dad pulls out. Well, this is, never been fired, 50 caliber, 1860 recreation. Jimmy, this one's worth a lot of money. And then, puts it back in the case, and he pulls out another one. And don't forget, this one's worth a lot of money. This will be worth something down the road. don't fire this one. So it's basically like he's showing Jim his inheritance of an armory worth of guns.
And cats. Well, Jim likes cats. He's got Calpurnia, so he's all right.
But to his credit, I mean, God knows he's got nothing else to do because he's a retired elevator serviceman. To his credit, it does not smell like cats. Because how you get like 2+ cats and it just starts to stink.
Well, it's
like
a lot of work,
pig.
Yeah.
Didn't smell like cats anywhere in the house.
Do they go outside?
Anyway. No. Oh, no.
Here we go.
They don't go outside. And he's very busy telling us a story. And as he's standing there telling us a story, we're standing in the driveway and he's going back inside to get something. He's got the inside door propped open and the outside door. And I look down at his feet and his little face. And I'm like, uh-oh. And then suddenly, three of them. Three different directions.
Freedom!
One goes here, one goes that way. And I'm like, BJD, there's cats going, So Jim's diving under a truck. I'm running around the back chasing another one. And then BJD's like walking behind like the woodshed to go get another. I mean, just cats everywhere.
They free for all. They just ran for it.
They just ran, bolted.
Did you guys manage to wrangle them all?
Yeah, I grabbed one. Jimmy had to climb under the truck to get another one. But I mean, just kitties, like just everywhere.
They should make a show. He's got to be a reality TV show.
It really
in the
was.
Making.
It was quite the event. And then we, of course, it's New Hampshire, so we all piled into BJD's pickup truck to go drive around, take the North Conway tour. So here's poor Jim, you know, all 6'5" of him
crammed
into the. I don't know why he kept sitting middle seat in this pickup truck, and he's just. I'm like, Jim, you all right? Like, you want to stretch out? No, I'm good. I'm just gonna sit over here with my knees up on the console and be miserable.
Well, that's what he does best.
BJD, well, this is the house where I live with those two girls. We were being investigated by the FBI. I'm like, what are you talking about? Apparently, some dude that they knew was going to Nepal and bringing back drugs. Temple, what were they called? It's basically heroin in the middle of a ball of, it's opium in the middle of a ball of black tar heroin.
Well, that sounds delicious.
And they thought that this dude was actually BJD. So BJD was under investigation by the FBI, but it was actually some dude that these two girls knew.
Oh, and the worst thing is...
In North Conway, New Hampshire.
And I'm sure BJD's guns are all legit, but when something like that happens, they're like, oh, well, we were looking at you for drugs, but then we found out you have all these guns.
Yeah, we found you have 65 guns.
And now you're on a watch list.
So, will you want to play a song from the Whatchamahooza movie you were just talking about?
Pump Up the Volume.
That's
Hello,
right.
With Christian Slater. Yeah, we're going to do Leonard Cohen, Everybody Knows.
Whoa.
Now, this is an extended version, so I can't attest to its...
So it's 8 minutes long, is what you're saying?
Well, it's 5.84 megabytes. Thanks, Pirate Bay. I didn't even know you were still offering.
The who now? And then we'll do the FTW line when we get back.
Sounds good. I got it queued up and ready to roll.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. But there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bow. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. Everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, that's how it goes, oh, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, that's how it goes.
All right, so we're at the wonderful Woburn Warehouse Show. It happens once a month. Larry'sComics.net is the website. This is the first one, January 16th. The next one's coming up February 20th, March 20th, and on from there. Every month, Larry'sComics.net. And it's just like a bunch of dudes like bring in boxes and boxes of CDs, DVDs, comics, Star Wars figurines over here,
Speaking
Mr. Ed.
First of all, they're not figurines. They're action collectibles.
Action collectibles, I'm sorry.
Second of all, I think you should buy me one every time we come to one of these.
Oh, yeah?
So,
what are those running, by the way? How much are
anywhere they? Anywhere from $5 to $50, depending on what you want.
Seriously?
Yeah, depending on the rarity of it and, you know, what it is. Then the
so
age.
Those aren't things that I should buy for my kids and give to them to play with.
No, if you're paying more than, you know, the actual price that it costs in the store, you should not buy it for the kids. If it's an investment. They're action collectibles, not toys, Charlie.
Did you see the Empire Strikes Back like figurine case over there?
Oh, I did. I used to have that.
I had the New Hope one, which for some reason my brain was blue. Do you remember it being blue?
Yeah.
So
blue vinyl, right?
Yeah,
that would always
yeah.
crack around the edges
of
and was
course,
delicious
yeah,
to
yeah,
chew
the
on.
Fray. Of course you'd chew.
I had a Darth Vader carrying case. It was shaped like his helmet.
I remember that.
They also had the C-3PO one. There were two versions. There was a yellowish one that was cheap, and then the gold one that was, I guess they were the same price. They just learned how to do it better. But
you
I had
got
the Vader
the yellowish
one.
Didn't you?
No, I had the Vader. I only had Vader because Vader's badass. C-3PO, pfft.
It's for nerds.
Hey, you know, he's like a butler.
Gold-plated butler.
Yeah, you ready for the FTW line?
Yeah, 617-299-1651.
1541. You were so close.
So close.
617-299-1541. Don't worry, I ruin it all the time. I get the first three digits right or wrong.
The only one who has it memorized is Kevin Begley anyway.
Yeah.
You guys are freaking awesome. I love it. This is like the best thing ever. I'm sorry that it, you know, whatever happened, happened. But you guys being able to be yourselves on the podcast, that's just fantastic. That's the way it should be. Hopefully, you guys can actually make some money doing this.
Yeah.
Good luck. Love you.
W-2, sir. Thank you. We've kind of had to hold it together here because we're in public and there's children present.
Yeah, not as much swearing in this podcast. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
They're used to the swearing? Well, shit, then let's do this. I am all for it.
Hey, Ed, it's CJ. Hey, Charlie, also. Hey, Empire, I guess. I'm just listening to today's Sandbox.
Dude.
You done
really?
Blown it.
Oh, I suck. Today's podcast is what I meant to say. Please don't hate me. I'm listening to the Empire podcast, and you are about to play something from the Stay On My Side Tonight EP, mm-hmm. I think, by Jimmy Eat World.
Yes.
And I think, I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I think you're going to play Disintegration.
Nope.
I'm not sure, but the whole EP is just so good.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that there's someone else out there with awesome taste who isn't just all about Jimmy Eat World, Bleed American CD, and nothing else. So props for picking probably the best thing they could have ever put out and playing it on the podcast. And please, please don't hate me. Evil Empire, by Weep.
Well, you redeemed yourself at the end there. And no, I didn't play Disintegration. I played Closer off the Stay On My Side Tonight EP.
When I got that in the mail, I was so excited about it because Disintegration is my favorite Cure song.
It's not what it was.
And it's not what it was. I was so hoping that it was a cover.
It also had that Drugs Are Me remix by Styrofoam, who I'd never heard of until that moment. And I'm like, I'm all about this. I got an EP by them a couple weeks back.
Really?
And I'd never heard of Styrofoam before in my life. But it's all like beeps and boops. And
sure.
You know me and Erasure.
Bah Weep, guys. This is Matt. For everyone who doesn't know, I'm Chris's next door neighbor.
Wait a minute.
Matt's standing right over there.
Who's Chris?
That's me.
What?
It's my secret identity.
Chris's DJ services.
Really?
He DJed at my wife's and my outdoor wedding this summer, outdoor at Winter Island. He did a great job. Played a good mix of music the whole time. Kept everything going. He even emceed, which I didn't ask him to do, but I was a little busy getting married at the time. Got nothing but good things to say about him. If you need him for functions, I'm sure he is available. So if anybody has any questions or needs a recommendation, please feel free to...
I have a question for you. Come over here.
Is this a long-winded ad for you?
Yeah, basically.
I'm sure you're going to be able to get a hold of me. On another note, Sarah Palin joins Fox News, and Mark McGwire admitted that he used steroids. Both are two really obvious things. Discuss.
I figure it's the least I can do.
All right, so hire Chris as a DJ.
I don't know who this Chris person is, but I guess we'll have to figure it out.
So I do have a question about your wedding, which I think everybody had a good time at.
Yep.
I had a great time. Do you think that most people didn't dance because it was during the day?
Yes, definitely.
It wasn't Chris's song selection?
No, definitely not.
No, I was playing hits, baby. Hits. The ladies to get out there and dance.
You're playing Poker Face, Lady Gaga,
that's just because he loves that song.
We did have a selection of a few things that wouldn't be played. No no Nickelback, of course. But, it's because it was sunny out.
Everybody wasn't drunk enough yet. And there wasn't enough to drink, except for that one girl who was, like, bomb.
Oh, yeah.
That tall girl who was just obnoxious.
Your sister?
Yeah. Susie.
So, is that who it was? Yeah.
That's right, Susie.
All right. So, I was curious about that because I felt like I did an okay job, but then again, I really don't.
DJ, you did a great job.
Yeah. A DJ can only judge his performance by the reaction of the crowd. So if you're not getting people dancing, you feel like you're not doing a good job.
Yeah. I mean, there was
out dancing towards the end of it and stuff.
There was a clutch of girls that were trying to keep the dream alive.
And, yep. I was obliged to go out and dance, even though I normally don't.
Did Charlie / Chris revert back to his old DJ ways, where he would try to sweet talk some of the ladies at these things?
No, he was very good, especially
sweet talked one lady, and that was my wife.
Considering that Mrs. Charlie was there, yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's not hard sweet talking to do for you. Give her one drink, and she's like,
"Now you." That's exactly what I was going next, or however it went by the end of the day. I mean, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she was like, "I'm going to go home." I'm like, "Why don't I go over to Matt and Michelle's house and hang out until 9?
So. We know her very well.
A little too well. All right, good. Well, thank you very much for the plug there.
Yeah, no problem.
The plug on your own phone line. I mean, come on.
Hey, look.
Fucking 2 for 2. Let's try this again. Fucking pulled over twice in the last 3 days.
Ooh.
Taking it twice. First time Saturday. 75 and a 55 today, 41 and a 30. Fortunately, today wasn't for the speed. I got ticketed for registration.
Oh, you
got
to take care of that.
Me. Wish I had your luck, Ed, with getting out of these tickets. Have a good one.
I thought.
You know how to get out of a ticket? have a sob story that you just got fired and somebody's stealing your identity. That's how I got out of it.
I thought that if your registration was out of date, that they like came down with the hammer.
Well, maybe it wasn't
a
registration. Maybe it was inspection, and he just got confused.
Maybe it was.
All I know is my inspection's coming up, and I would like somebody to buy my car before that. So if you're looking for a 2003 WRX for about 100...
Are you using your own phone line with like your own services?
Yes, with about 111,000 miles in fantastic condition with a great Pioneer sound system with iPod interface that you can use the actual dashboard radio
to
control.
Yeah, that car's really worth it just for the sound system.
Then just leave me an email at theempireradio@gmail.com.
And if you want to spend $3.50 on a gallon of gas every time you fill up, then that's the car
so
for you.
It's so worth it, though. If you can afford it, it's so worth it.
Drive like a dick.
I just saw a movie at my local movie theater.
Well, hi.
And I saw in the previews, they had a advertisement for The Sandbox. And that creepy motherfucking clown was really disturbing, but it just brought a little tear to my eye.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute.
So let you know that they're still playing it if you get royalties for that shit or anything.
No royalties.
Keep up the good work, boys. Have a good one.
I want to know what movie theater this is.
Yeah, the big question is, when were they playing that commercial that we made for what cable network?
RCN.
And it just ran, you know, during shows in the late nights or whatever. But, yeah, there was a baby, a creepy clown, a bear.
A bear.
A sushi chef.
Did Keith in the banana costume make it into that?
I don't know. There were a couple cuts. And it was, you know, it was made on a whim. It was low budget. And now it's airing in front of movies for a show that doesn't exist.
I wonder what theater that was.
She didn't tell us. And she didn't tell us what she was seeing. That's information we needed.
Call back.
Got to be thorough.
I want to know what theater it is.
Following up here on the Fudgy the Whale line, we've got the newest Carvel ice cream cake in our line of delicious treats. We've got a delightful cake of a pig's head on a stick. We call it Lord of the Pies. It's so good, even Piggy will love it. Shop Carvel.
I got all excited because in the Target the other day, they had an empty space in the freezer for Carvel ice cream cakes.
And no Fudgy the Whale?
And it was empty.
Must have been sold out.
Did Carvel go out of business?
I don't think so. Look that up. I don't know. I just appreciate the literary reference. We got a Lord of the Flies in there. I actually watched the version from, I want to say, 1950s.
Oh, wow.
Black and white, about an hour and a half. Poorly acted. You know, of course, it's kids.
Those kids.
And it was terrible, because I remember the book being awesome, and I have, you know, that Netflix, you can stream them over the Xbox.
Right.
So I was like, I'll just do this, and no, it was awful. I don't recommend it, but somebody should make a new version and update it. I feel like that's something that's worthy of being updated.
So if you go to Carvel.com, there's actually Fudgy Fanatics.
Oh, are you going to sign up to be a part of the fan club?
I probably should. There he is, Fudgy the Whale. Ooh, that's creepy.
Oh, he'll do your birthday. Look
and
at those balloons.
Boxers.
And a hat. Well, he used to not wear pants, but I guess they make him wear pants now.
That's terrible.
Ed, Charlie.
Yes?
It was a sad day today going back to the place where you guys would harass me a few times a week.
Do you know who this is?
That's one of your interns, but...
Oh, this is that kid lives across the street from me. Cornbread.
Yep.
It's different, but what I'm really calling about is if there's any shit you want me to steal for you, like, I don't know, CDs or something, or all those posters that are still on the wall, and I know one of you guys really probably wants that autographed picture of Filter, just let me know and I'll steal it. The podcast sounds awesome. Keep it going.
Well, thank you, Cornbread. We appreciate it. But we've already stolen everything we're going to need to steal.
Yep, we're looking at it right now.
I think we're loaded up. We left behind the stuff we didn't want.
Yo, if you have $2,100 from selling your blueberry, we can get a 300-watt FM transmitter.
Oh, let's do that.
Stereo.
I'll take out a new line of credit.
$2,150.
What's going on, guys? I'm on my lunch break. Went to the Bugaboo Creek. Love it. So it is right now 12:40 in the afternoon, and I'm tanked, son.
Excellent.
And I gotta go back to work for another 4.5 hours.
I get it.
Love it. And my boss is a bitch. So, in retrospect, yeah, it kind of sucks that you guys are unemployed. Oh, and P.S., I'm the guy that, sent you that really nice voicemail a couple days ago about you guys having all that support and stuff, and I love it. I really respect you guys and all that good stuff, and I will regret a thing I said. But to deal with this fucking woman that I have to deal with every day, I almost want to be employed. you know, besides the bills and shit, it must be a blast. But in either case, Ed, I sent you an email about the...
You couldn't have edited this?
It's a little long.
About, what? Shit, what was it? Oh, yeah.
It's worth it.
The New Year's resolutions. I hope you have it. It's from Adam Blank. In the email, it talks about an email that I got from one of the VPs at the Phoenix. So you should really check that out. It's wicked funny. In either case, you guys are fucking awesome. Love it. Love you. Bye.
Swear.
Well, thank you, Adam. I will have to track that down. I can't do it right now. My machine is being sluggish. And we've been carrying on. His message was super long, and I didn't edit it down because I forgot my mouse.
Yeah.
I fucking love that I can call up this number and fucking say whatever I fucking want. It's fucking awesome. I feel like Pat fucking D right now.
Yes,
it's like the best fucking thing ever. You guys better stay on the fucking internet or satellite radio or fucking something. And I'll go back to the shitbag of the corporate. Please, keep it going. And if you podcast every day, I fucking love it. Keep it real, man.
I really don't understand why on FM you can't swear. I mean, you hear it everywhere you go. Especially in Boston, if you're riding the T and your kids are with you, there's some homeless guy swearing to himself about something. They're going to hear all these awful words.
And, you know, athletic events. I mean, you know, when the entire, like, Duke University student body is shouting bullshit, it comes over the air whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, if you've ever brought your kids to a Sox game in the bleachers, you know you've heard worse stuff than you would ever
hear. In
the
family section. Come on, that's a lie. Lies.
I thought I've seen it all until today. I'm working under a customer's sink. I hear something next to me. I look up, and not more than a foot away from me, staring at me, is a fucking chicken.
Was he a BJD's?
Somebody has a fucking pet chicken in the house. You know, the animal that just shits wherever it wants to shit.
Gross.
Does whatever it wants to do. Spreads the shit all over. Yes. They had a fucking chicken in the house.
You had a friend with a pet raccoon, didn't you?
Yeah, they kept it in this little closet thing they made under the stairs to the basement, and it was the fattest raccoon I've ever seen.
Did they find it as a baby and raised it, or did it just wander into the house?
I really don't remember the story behind it, but what do you do with it? It just sat in that room, and they just fed it food, and it got fatter and fatter, and then I guess eventually one day it died, or it just got sick of them and gnawed their face off.
Do you... Well, did they pet it? Like, did they play with it?
Yeah, they would just...
Like having a
dog?
It's
like a fat baby. You just put it on your lap, and he'd sit there and be like... and his, like, arms are flailing, and he's just fat. He didn't do anything.
So this dude is working on somebody's thing. They have a pet chicken. What do you do with a pet chicken other than eat it?
Do you see the size of that chicken?
You see the size of that chicken?
I don't know. You chase it around because they're fast, I guess.
Maybe it lays eggs. Maybe it's an egg-laying chicken.
It could be. But don't you keep those in, like, a coop
so they
don't poop all over your floor?
Yeah, that's just bizarre. Like, don't have... Birds really shouldn't be pets anyway. I feel like putting birds in cages is...
Even though useless parakeets?
Just, you know, finches and all that. Like, birds should not be in cages.
Just eating.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all they're good for.
Yeah.
Eating and...
I was on the phone with my friend Mike the other day, and he's got birds, and they're just in the background just shrieking. Shrieking
and repeating everything he said about you
to the point that I can't even carry on a conversation because it's just a shrieking bird in the distance that you can't avoid.
Awful pets. Maybe we'll do that Monday and maybe we won't. Who knows? But you can leave more of your calls on the FTW line. You know what it is, Charlie?
No.
617-299-1541. Write it down.
So we're at the wonderful Woburn Warehouse Show. Larry'sComics.net is the website. They do it once a month. This is the first one, February 20th, March 20th, April 24th, May 22nd. They're all online. Larry'sComics.net, the Best Western in Woburn on Rainin' Road.
And don't forget to thank everyone for getting us in here. Tracy had a big part in it. She's one of the... I guess we don't have an official name for everybody yet. The Sandboxers is what we're calling them for now. Because that's all we have.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the... I can't believe we still have to... What does it say? I can't believe we still have to protest this crap. That's hilarious. Yeah, it's like, I mean, we have flyers. We have a whole, like, press kit over here. Thanks, Tracy and Eric, for getting us in here. We appreciate it. And, I mean, we can come back and just bring more cash next time and keep buying stuff.
I did buy, I bought three Transformers, trade paperbacks, and a Punisher one.
And now you have something to do for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, I got readings to do.
All right, good. Well, we're going to get out of here. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. We appreciate it. What did you find?
Why does Shockwave have the Matrix at the end of this issue?
Dude, don't flip right to the end.
But it's right there.
What did you do?
That's impossible.
You've ruined the entire comic book.
That does not happen.
All right, very good. We're going to wrap it up. Hey, thanks, everybody. Good seeing you. Thanks for making the trip today.